In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
How very difficult it can be to forgive some people sometimes. It can be easier if somebody has a small transgression against you, a light first-time offense. At such times, we may be able to muster feelings of forgiveness toward that person. Those we like are much easier to forgive than those we dislike or do not know. Even someone we like, someone we love, a family member, a spouse, if that person sins against us too grievously, too greatly, too often, we find it very difficult to forgive. Then there are the times when it seems impossible to forgive. Perhaps it's just such an impossible to forgive situation that the apostles have in mind when they say to the Lord, "Increase our faith." Today we consider the gospel text just heard under the theme, Faith to Forgive. Our text follows right after the account of the rich man and poor Lazarus. In that text, our Lord teaches us that faith is an important component of our salvation, the medium lepticon that receives the salvation wrought by the Son of God. In addition, we learn that mercy must come as a fruit of faith. The rich man lacked faith, which was made apparent by his lack of mercy toward Lazarus. Let us never lack such mercy in our dealings with others, whether fellow Christians, family, friends, or foes. Today, Christ teaches us about our need to forgive, but his introduction is curious. It is impossible that stumbling blocks come not, but woe to him through whom it comes. Temptations, offenses, stumbling blocks, death traps. They are bound to come. Expect them. It is impossible that they not come because of the sin in our flesh and the devil in our world. But you're not off the hook, so pay attention to yourselves. You are responsible for your actions. You are held accountable, like the rich man. The divine passive. God holds you accountable. If you cause offense, if you are the stumbling block that causes a little one to fall away from the faith, a little one in the sense of a weak brother or sister, whether young or old, neophyte in the faith, or otherwise still immature, woe to you, says the Lord. It would be better to be dead than to be a death trap to someone's faith. And one way we become the temptation to sin or the cause of the weak sister falling is refusal to forgive. We dare not neglect to show mercy. We dare not neglect to show the mercy of forgiveness to those who repent and return seeking our forgiveness. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you 7 times in a day, and turns to you 7 times saying, "I repent," you must forgive him. You have no choice. To fail to forgive is to fail in your faith, and your end may be like that of the rich man. It will be your fault. You will have no excuse, and the mercy of forgiveness may be withdrawn from you. That is the very real, the eternal deadly scenario that our Savior sets before us this day. Oh, and if you think that by forgiving someone, especially that difficult to forgive person, that you have a reason to boast, you're wrong. If you forgive 7 times or 70 times 7, when you have done all that you have been commanded, say, "We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty." And so with the holy apostles, we say, "Lord, increase our faith." For it is only by God-given faith that we are able to forgive at all, especially when the sin is grievous. Lord, increase our faith. For our faith to forgive does not come even close to a grain of a mustard seed. We are unable to uproot a mulberry tree by our little faith. How can we possibly forgive? And if our faith is so very little, how can we be saved? With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible, our Savior says later. So it is that what we are unable to accomplish, Christ our Lord must do for us, has done for us, and does work in us. We have seen our Lord do all the impossible. He gives sight to the blind, as we heard on Monday. He heals us of the leprosy of our sin, as we will hear on Sunday. He hears our prayers before they are even on our tongues. He raises the dead. He gives us new life in holy baptism. Since he created the vast universe and all that is in it, by his word in 6 days, uprooting a mulberry tree and planting it in the sea is nothing for our Lord. So likewise is it possible for him to forgive sin, all sin, including our lack of forgiveness sins, by his holy absolution. And then to work in us sufficient faith to forgive our brother and sister as many times as they sin against us, for he has made himself our brother. He has made us his brothers and sisters, as the author of Hebrews says. He who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children God has given me. Since, therefore, the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death. You see, we are the brother who sins against Christ, our brother, 7 times in a day, and turn to him 7 times, saying, I repent, and he forgives. Indeed, it is not enough for him that he should forgive you. He is the one who himself works in you the turning back to him in repentance and faith. As our Lord says through his prophet Jeremiah, bring me back that I may be restored. Or we could also say, based on the original, Hashiveni Ashuva, cause me to turn, and I will turn. Which is to say, cause me to repent, and I will repent. And when Christ works in us forgiveness, repentance, and faith, he also forgives, even when we sin against him 7 times in a day, and so very much more. That our Lord Jesus Christ forgives our very many grievous sins, he shows us from his cross. For even as he suffered at the hands of sinners, he had the faith to forgive and prayed to our Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If the Son forgives such sin against himself, will he not also forgive all your sins and work in you the faith to forgive those who sin against you? Your Savior has hung the millstone of your sin around his own neck and let himself be cast into the depths for your many sins, and in return he has made you the Father's little ones. What's more, Christ our Savior has made himself to be the unworthy servant, serving us who are truly unworthy. We are servants of God, yet when we come in from the field of this world sweaty and dirty for our many sins, our Savior says to us, come at once and recline at table. The Lord and Master of us all girds himself for service, prepares supper for us, and serves us while we eat and drink at the table of his altar. By a great exchange, the Master has made himself the servant, and we who are truly servants, unworthy servants at best, he makes to be his honored guests, both here already and there in heaven. Increase our faith, O Lord, and he does, even now and always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.